I'm calling a Graham Sunbelt located at 119 North Main Street, Graham, North Carolina. If you need to talk to me personally, call 910-229-4990. If I'm not here, leave me a message. My name is Tim Bob. I'll call you back. I promise I will. I have two movies this week. We've got a movie called Dead Man Walking. The other one's called Executive Decision. Dead Man Walking, that's rated R because of the violence mainly and a few cuss words. It's a drama with Sean Penn and Susan Sarandon. It's a movie geared sort of for more intelligent, sophisticated people. Makes you think. I mention that because that'll keep my family from coming. You know, they all get in free. But no, it's a good movie. You'll like this movie. It plays at 7 o'clock only, and on Saturday and Sunday it plays at 2, 4:30, and 7. And we're going to keep it one more week, by the way. The other movie, Executive Decision, that's got Kurt Russell. Who else? I ought not even mention him. No Steven Seagal. He's not in there, but about a half hour, and they kill him off. I reckon that's because he can't act. I don't know. But this is a good action movie. I think you'll enjoy this movie. It's about some terrorists up on an airplane, you know, and they got some nerve gas. They're going to drop over the United States or something. But anyway, it's interesting. You know, action. Plays at 9:15, and on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9:30. 9:15 through the week. Talking about the death row thing with prisoners a while ago, you know, I'll tell you this joke. There was prisoners, and they got this new prisoner came in. He heard the prisoners say numbers. One of them said 4, and everybody laughed. No one said 6. Everybody laughed. He said, "What are y'all doing?" He said, "We're telling jokes. We've told them so many times that we just numb them, and it makes it easier, you know." And he said, "Oh, yeah? What's a good one for me to tell?" He said, "Number 14. Everybody loves 14. He said, "Okay." So he says, "14. Nobody laughed. He said, 14. Nobody laughed. He said, "Man, you told me that was a good joke. I mean, nobody's laughing." He said, "Look, you just don't know how to tell a joke, partner." I don't know. Maybe I don't know how to tell a joke. At least some woman called and told me that. Then she complained. A few weeks ago, I told a joke about the old man went outside and the neighbor said, "How's your wife doing?" He said, "I don't know. I think she's dead." He said, "Why is that?" He said, "Well, sex is the same, but the dishes are starting to pile up." Well, she didn't like this joke. She said, "Why don't you tell an old man joke?" She said, "You know, I heard one about the old man. The old woman went out in the yard, talked to her neighbor, and says, 'How's your husband?' She said, 'I think he's dead.' I said, 'Why is that?' She said, 'Well, all he does is lay in his easy chair watching the ball game on TV. She said, 'Yeah, that's all he's ever done, as long as I know.' He said, 'Yeah, but he ain't asked me to bring him a beer in 2 days now.' Anyway, come on down here, Barry, and check us out. We'd love to have you.
Thank you for calling.